This is The Record on KUOW Seattle. I'm Bill Radke. Did Facebook help elect Donald Trump? Since the election, Facebook's been accused of hosting lies and filtering out opposing views in a way that helped Trump. Here to comment is the founder of the Seattle-based tech news site GeekWire, Todd Bishop. Welcome back.
Thanks, Bill.
Did Facebook help elect Trump?
In some respects, yes. Now, Mark Zuckerberg has come out and said adamantly no, Facebook did not influence the election, let alone elect Trump. But it's a very difficult thread for them to go for because, on one hand, Facebook is telling advertisers that they influence purchasing decisions.
Right. What's on Facebook is hugely influential, advertisers.
Absolutely. And on the other hand, they are automatically tuning your newsfeed to deliver views and opinions that you find valuable based on your past actions. Now, that has the effect of creating an echo chamber where you are seeing things that you like, i.e. views about candidates that you like, and not seeing views from people who support opposing candidates. So there
and
is a lot
Zuckerberg
of influence.
Now Zuckerberg's saying, not that influential, actually.
Exactly. And there's a couple different components here. First, there's the element of fake news.
Yeah.
And there were a series of stories, including some that Facebook accidentally elevated to a show to a larger audience. There was one about the Pope endorsing
Trump. Pope Francis endorses Trump.
Yes, yeah. Exactly. And then there is also the echo chamber. Now, on the first point, Mark Zuckerberg says that only a small fraction of stories on Facebook are fake and that they are bipartisan, essentially.
Right. Liberals and conservatives, and it's a small percentage.
Exactly. So that's their argument there. I will say, though, there have been reports coming out over the past few days saying this is an active debate inside Facebook. So even as Mark Zuckerberg is coming out publicly and saying, no, we did not influence the election, and also fake stories don't have a big impact on people, and if they do, it's a bipartisan impact, Facebook itself is having a bit of a identity crisis over this inside the company.
Why? What is that counter argument inside the company?
The fact that the algorithm, because of the way it operates, tends to create that bubble. And I think people experience this themselves as they go through Facebook. You know, it is monitoring what you click on, what you like, and trying to give you more of that. And so it creates this natural phenomenon of reinforcing your political views, your views of the world, and also the fact that you liked your friend Joe's picture of his kids from a few months back, so they're going to show you more of those. It's all in the same bucket, and it just happens to be that the political publications can actually influence the outcome of the country and the direction of where we're headed.
How much do you think Facebook is responsible for what you see, and how much are you responsible as the user?
It's a combination of the two.
Yeah.
Think about this. Back in the day, it was purely your choice of newspaper or maybe your choice of radio broadcast or TV station. And there it was the same kind of dynamic where you chose the platform, but then the editors were making the choice about what you actually saw. Here, the challenge is that it's an algorithm. So this is in some ways a glimpse of our AI future. We will have robots making these decisions that humans used to make on that other side of the coin. And so it is kind of a collaboration between humans, the people who are actually viewing the content, and also the robots. Now, Facebook does use humans to inform the algorithm at times. Now, this is separate from the whole controversy over the trending news section where they had some human editors who were suppressing conservative views.
Right, they got fired.
Yeah, so there was that whole controversy. But separate from that, Facebook does have a panel that helps inform the algorithm. So in other words, It's saying to the robots, hey, this is what people might like. And so it's kind of this complex stew of computers, programming, and human behavior that leads to what you see in your Facebook newsfeed. But the bottom line is it tends to go back to the things that you liked from the beginning. Not necessarily you clicked to like, but that you at least engaged with in some fashion.
And Zuckerberg publicly is saying you don't want us jumping in and censoring or favoring one side or the other, right? He seems to think that's a tricky road to go down.
Facebook is in a very difficult position here, if you think about it, because they are essentially trying to give you a feed that you'll like, that you'll appreciate. And it gets down to the fundamental elements of democracy, though, that opposing viewpoints are valuable, even if you don't enjoy hearing them. And I think that's really at the core of what we faced in this election, and one of the reasons why the outcome was so surprising to people. And so many people get their news from Facebook as the front page, essentially, of their view into the world, that you have to think that it influenced in some fashion. Now, was it enough to actually elect Trump? I don't know.
That's
the answer to that.
That's a different question.
But one thing that Mark Zuckerberg did say was that they're open to changes. In fact, they make changes in the newsfeed algorithm regularly. In some cases, those have hurt publishers, and in other cases, they've promoted things that Facebook really wanted to get out, like Facebook Live videos. I would not be surprised if in a month or two, we hear about a major change in the Facebook algorithm that would promote opposing views or expose people more to things that they might not otherwise see or necessarily like.
Wow, that would be fascinating. Would that send Facebook stock dropping?
I don't think so. I think that would essentially show that they're listening and responding. And if anything, it might make people more likely to go to Facebook because they know they're not going to fall into this trap that we all just did.
We'll find out. Todd Bishop from GeekWire, thanks a lot.
Thank you, Bill.
And on KUOW's Facebook page, you will find allies and alternative takes on the world. So be warned. Same for Twitter, at KUOW. Thanks for tuning in.